Hi, you're with Matt from Keto Fast, and today I'm going to give you a few tips how to manage diabetes with a ketogenic diet. Now, I'm going to be talking mainly about type 2 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is slightly different, and I'll cover that in another video. So the thing to start with, I guess, with diabetes is you need to understand the reason why we have diabetes or type 2 diabetes. It can be because your pancreas has been hammered by eating regular amounts of high sugar or highly processed carbohydrate foods, which makes us get a big spike of blood sugar. Pancreas has to release insulin to force that sugar into the cells, and over time you can get what's called insulin resistance, where the pancreas gets really hammered and starts to get some damage. Type 2 diabetes can then be developed, and that insulin is really important to push the sugar into the cells. If we keep on eating sugary foods, or even foods which don't contain sugar but are high glycemic and release sugar in our bodies, like pasta, frequently, you've got an excess amount of sugar in the blood, and it's got to go somewhere. So we need the pancreas to do its job and release some insulin and push it into the cells. Now, another thing happens when the insulin is in the blood. It forces not only the sugar into cells, it also forces fat, triglycerides, into the cells, which makes us store fat as well. So I'm going to give you a few tips to try and manage diabetes or type 2 diabetes a little bit better. Tip 1, obviously with a ketogenic or a low carb diet, first tip I'm going to give you is to keep your carbohydrate levels down. So the reason type 2 diabetes is caused is because of elevated blood sugar, pancreas having to release insulin, and getting some damage with the pancreas because that repetitive hammering of the pancreas. So keeping your blood sugar levels stable, reducing your carbohydrates so we don't have these nasty spikes and troughs of blood sugar throughout the day. I would recommend keeping your carbohydrate levels to less than 40 grams per day, trying to keep them to low glycemic, so above ground vegetables, mushrooms, bell peppers, cauliflower, broccoli, green beans, all that good stuff. Plenty of lettuce, bok choy, anything leafy and green is great. Keeping your total carbohydrate levels to around about 40 grams per day. Now that could be up to half a kilo of vegetables, so don't worry, you won't be losing out on the things which you need for your digestion. But having those a lower carbohydrate level will reduce those spikes, reduce your pancreas's need to release the insulin, and it will help manage and even reverse some of the effects of type 2 diabetes. Tip 2, and this will come with following a low-carb or ketogenic diet, is losing some body fat. The more body fat you lose, the easier it's going to be to manage your blood sugar levels and your general health and your diabetes, of course. So when you follow a ketogenic low-carb diet, your body turns over to using fat as its primary fuel source as opposed to carbohydrates. So again, reducing carbohydrates, we don't have these spikes and troughs of blood sugar, and your body can use fat as its fuel source, reducing your overall body fat, not just from the outside, but the visceral fat which coats the organs as well. So losing body fat, which will come from following a low-carb or ketogenic diet, is probably the second most important thing to manage your diabetes. Tip number 3 would be staying away from processed foods or any foods which are created that you don't know what's in it. So if there's a list of numbers on the back of a packet, I would really recommend either eating it in moderation or staying away from it. High fructose corn syrup is probably in around about 90% of processed foods these days, and it can give you a really high elevation of blood sugar, which you don't need if you have diabetes. So again, sticking to whole foods, above ground vegetables, moderate meat intake, so probably a couple of 125 grams servings of meat per day would be plenty to maintain muscle mass and help you feel full and less likely to eat things which you probably shouldn't, like high sugar foods. And keeping your fat levels quite high, really important with a ketogenic diet. If we're cutting carbohydrates down, we need to keep those good fats up. So avocados, nuts, some good oils, staying away from the omega-6 oils and more into the omega-3s. So try to limit your canola intake, canola oil intake. But generally, low carb, moderate protein, high fat. My final tip is to get to know your body, monitor your blood sugar levels, and just be on top of things, because as you reduce your carbohydrate intake, the amount of insulin you're going to need is going to be less. So definitely over the first 2 to 3 weeks till you start to get a handle of it, maybe increase the amount of times you check your blood glucose levels. You know, reducing the carbohydrates is going to reduce the spikes of blood sugar, and there's less insulin needed to force the sugar into the cells. So to recap, eat whole, unprocessed foods, lots of leafy greens, above ground vegetables, staying away from the more high glycemic root vegetables. Don't eat processed foods, stay away from anything with sugar. Try to limit your carbohydrate intake to less than 40 grams per day through your good quality vegetables, organic if you can. High fats, good fats, you know, salmon, avocado, nuts, good healthy fats coming in, and keep it nice and high. It might feel a little bit counterintuitive to start with eating more fat to lose fat, but trust me, if you reduce your carbohydrate levels, it will definitely help. Good quality proteins, a couple of serves a day, around about 125 grams per serve should be adequate to maintain your muscle mass. Again, keep on top of your blood sugar levels, get to know your body as a low carb eater or a ketogenic eater, because it will change and it will make your diabetes management a lot easier. All the best. This is Matt from Keto Fast.